啊，感谢主耶稣啊，在这个2013年的最后一个安息日啊，我们一同在这里聚集啊，聚会啊，敬拜神。
Thank God in this last week of 20 in the year of 2013 that we're all able to gather here.
啊，时间过得很快啊，一下子2013年就又到了尾声哦。
And time flies very fast because 2013 is at the end.
啊，在过去这一年当中啊，我想啊，每个人的生命当中都有很多啊不一样的事情发生。
And I believe that in this 2013 year that many things have happened in our lives.
那、啊、可能有顺利，有快乐。
And we may have happy moments.
但有时候也是有挫折，有眼泪的。
But at times we also have mistakes and tears.
啊，但感谢主，主保守我们啊，一切都过去了。
But thank God that God has protected us and all has passed.
啊，使我们能够在这个年尾啊，那个年末哈、哦。的时候能够一同在这里、聚会，在这里感谢主的带领。
That we are all able to come here and gather here at the year end to thank to listen to his words.
啊，感谢主耶稣，在这一年当中啊，纽约教会也有了啊很多不一样的改变。
And thank God that in New York Church we also have many changes.
那、啊、因为主耶稣的带领，因为各位信徒啊所付出的努力。
And through the guidance of God and the hard works of the members.
啊，所以圣工教会在纽约这个地方不断的发展。
That there has been expansion of the holy work here in New York.
啊，这都是值得我们感谢的。
And this is something we can thank God for.
啊，尤其是我们在今年正式的分设出了两间祈祷所。
Especially since we have spread out to two prayer houses.
啊，就是目标，希望渐渐的能够从祈祷所，然后最后在当地，在那个地方能够建立起教会来。
And our goal is so that for the prayer houses to one day eventually become a church.
啊，这更需要在明年度各位弟兄姐妹大家更加努力。
And we hope that everybody can work hard in the coming year.
啊，所以纽约教会是一间兴旺的教会。
And the Church of New York is a very hopeful church.
一间神所赐福的教会。
And it is a blessed, it's a church blessed by God.
我们来看一看圣经当中啊，对这个兴旺的教会、神同在的教会呢，啊，有什么样的期望，有什么样的要求哦。
Let's take a look at the Bible and what God expects of us from a prosperous church.
我们请翻到《使徒行传》的第二章。
Let's all turn to the Book of Acts, chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第四十节
Verse 40
使徒行传第二章第四十节
Acts chapter 2 verse 40
四十节彼得用许多的话做见证劝勉他们你们当就自己脱离这弯曲的世代四十一节
41.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗那一天门徒约添了3000人四十二节都恒心遵守使徒的教训彼此交接托饼祈祷四十三节众人都惧怕使徒又行了许多的奇事神迹四十四节四十四节信的人都在一处，凡物公用。四十五，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。四十六节，四十六节，他们天天同心合意，恒切的在店里，在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。四十七节，赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人。天天加给他们。好，那这里记载的是使徒教会初期的发展。
And here records the first apostolic church.
一间教会为什么会发展
？And why does the church prosper?
为什么会成长
？And how can it grow?
啊，它都是有它的背后的原因的。
And it all has its reasons.
啊，很多时候我们都把责任推给神了。
At times we push the responsibility onto God.
如果神要我们发展，我们就会发展。
If God wants us to grow, we will grow.
如果神要祝福我们，他就会祝福我们。
If God wants to bless us, he will bless us.
很多时候却是我们却没有尽到自己的本分，用到自己的心。
But at times we don't try our best and use our hearts.
那在这里说，为什么这个教会会发展
？And here, why does the church grow?
从四十节这里就开始说了。
It starts from verse 40.
他说彼得用许多的话做见证劝勉信徒啊。
here says that with many words he testified and exhorted
them. 所以我们今天啊，希望教会要发展的，每个人都要能够用许多的话做见证，劝勉人。
And today for our church to grow, we need to testify and encourage others.
那要怎么样去传福音？
And how do we preach the gospel?
那有时候我们啊，一听到传福音这三个字啊，啊，心里就凉了半截啊。
And at times when we hear the word go preach the gospel, we get very nervous.
啊，我们就觉得说好可怕，很困难啊。
And we think it is a very scary thing.
啊，所以有时候都会觉得说，哎呀，我要等到我道理全背，圣经完全懂了，我才可以去传福音呢。
And we would think only when I'm fully comprehended all of the gospel can go preach.
啊，所以我们都觉得说，哦，我还懂得还不够多，哦，我现在还不能传福音给别人。
And we feel that we don't understand enough and we cannot preach to anyone.
那但是这里彼得说用话。做见证呢、啊、
But here it says that Peter testified.
什么是最好的传福音的方法？
And what is the best method of preaching the gospel?
就是用你自己生命的改变来做见证。
It is to use the changes in your life.
有的人呢、啊、一句话都不用讲。
And some people don't even need to say anything.
一句话都不用说，别人看到他就想信耶稣啦。
They don't need to say anything, but only based on their actions, people want to believe.
因为他的生命本身就是一个活见证。
Because their life is a living testimony.
而他的改变就是最好传福音的方法。
And their changes in their life is the best method of preaching the gospel.
所以我们今天也希望每一个信徒都能够在教会成长上有份。
And today we hope that everybody has.
好，那这就需要每个人都要付出了。
And we hope that everybody can take part.
那要怎么做呢？
And how do you do this?
就是要活出见证的人生来。
It is to live, to be a living testimony.
那在这里说，彼得做完见证，有3000人受洗啊。
And here it says after Peter testified.
啊，所以教。啊，所以使徒教会就建立起来了。
So the apostolic church was built.
那使徒教会的初期呀、啊，是所有教会的榜样。
And so the beginning of the apostolic church is an example of all churches.
也是我们今天希望每一间属神的教会都能够恢复的模样。
It is an example that all the churches of God can be after.
啊，所以有人说使徒教会就是今天教会的蓝图啊 ，blueprint 啊。
And so many people say the apostolic church is the blueprint of today's church.
哦，所以我们要看看当初使徒教会建立的时候是什么样的一个模式。
So we need to look at what kind of model they were.
啊，希望说我们今天的教会也能够越来越像他们。
And so that the churches of today can be more like that.
我们来看一看使徒教会是什么样的哦。
Let's take a look at what the apostolic church was like.
我们看42节。
Let's look at verse 42.
42节。他说门徒添了3000人以后，第一，他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训啊。
And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
啊，所以在这里第一个说到，在这里说到啊，第一个这些门徒他们遵守使徒的教训。
So here it says that they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine.
所以一间兴旺的教会，它的根基在于。遵守使徒教训。
So the foundation of a church is to keep the doctrines of the apostles.
今天有很多教派，有很多的人。
And so today there are many denominations.
有的地方看起来非常的热闹。
And some people are some places look very fun.
啊，好多很多人喜欢去那里。
And many people want to go there.
但是在神的眼中，不一定是兴旺的教会啊。
In the sight of God, that does not mean it's a prosperous church.
我们有时候都会有个错误的观念。
And we also have, we oftentimes have a wrong concept.
我们以为人多代表兴旺。
That if there is more people, then it's more prosperous.
我们就会觉得说，哎，你看那个什么教派啊，你看他们有好多人啊，好兴旺啊。
And if you look at a certain church, they have many people and they're very prosperous.
那在这里。但是圣经里面讲到教会兴旺不是这个样子啊。
But the Bible tells us that the church to prosper is not like that.
教会兴旺不是看人多人少哦。
For a church to prosper, it is not about the number.
因为教会的根基在于遵守使徒的教训啊。
Because the foundation of a church is to keep the doctrines of the apostles.
如果你要比人多。
If you want to count the numbers.
啊，什么地方人最多？
Then what place has the most people?
啊，赌场人最多啦。
Then a gambling place.
哇，到处都是人啊。
And there are many people there.
你说那个地方属灵兴旺吗？
And do you think that place is a good for spirituality?
啊，什么地方人多？
And what kind of places have many people?
明星的演唱会人最多啦。
A concert of a singer.
你说那个地方让你感到属灵吗？
And do you think these type of places will let you feel very spiritual?
所以今天一间教会不是只有追求人多就好啊。
And so today, it is not the purpose of having many people for a church to be prosperous.
所以我们如果在那个法拉盛的街头上走哦。
And if you are walking in the streets of Flushing.
那你会看到很多很多的不同基督教派啊。
You will see many different denominations.
哇，有的还有那种很大很大的那个布告哦，它的牌子啊。
And some have very big posters.
上面写说啊，某某某教会。
And on top, it will tell you what church they are.
然后底下写星期五 bingo night， 欢迎大家参加。
And it will say Friday night bingo night.
哦，人人有奖。
And there will be prizes.
哎，那很多人呐、啊。
And so there's many people.
很多人就在那边，礼拜晚上就在那边玩 bingo 啊，看赌钱啊，看谁赢啊。
Many people go to play bingo.
啊，人多不多？
And is there many people?
人很多的。
There are many people.
啊，但是属不属灵？
But is it spiritual?
跟教会兴旺一点关系都没有啊。
It has nothing to do with the growth of the church.
因为在这里说，一间教会的兴旺，它的基础必须要建立在使徒的根基之上啊。
And so here, for a church to grow, it must be built upon the doctrines of the apostles.
啊，必须要有规矩、有道理啊。
It must have a set of rules.
啊，如果今天教会里没有道理
，And if a church does not have some rules,
教会里不讲规矩
，And there's no
不懂什么主张。
There's no knowledge of the truth.
哦，那这样子人再多都没有用啊。
Then it doesn't matter how many people you have.
啊，我到非洲的时候啊。
And when I went to Africa.
啊，我在跟他们那里的当地人在聊天呢、啊。
And I was chatting with the local members.
啊，他说啊，你们这些传教士我们看多了。
And they said we have seen many people come to preach.
他说啊，那个某某某教派的人来啦。
And they said、oh, another church.
哦，他说啊，他们就付钱呐、啊。
They came and they paid money.
啊，他就说他要2000人，我就给他带2000人呐、啊。
And they said they wanted to have 2,000 people.
啊，一个人多少钱呐、啊？2000人总共还打折多少钱呐、啊、
？And each person cost some money.
他就把那些，他说那个牧师就把他们全部聚在一起。
And so the pastor gathered all of them in one place.
啊，照几张相。
And they took some pictures.
拍几个 video.
And they took some videos.
叫他们一起喊哈利路亚。
And they all told them to say hallelujah.
那个牧师就飞回美国去了。
And the pastor flew back to America.
哎，飞回美国，他就哎到处跟他的信徒讲，我在那里洗礼2000人呐、啊。
And so after he got back, he told the members that I baptized 2,000 people over there.
哎，在他的业绩哈、哦，在他的业绩上面哈、哦，他的那个。Annual sales 啊，他的 record 上业绩上面就说哦，他今年这一次旅行洗了2000个，带了2000个人来信主啊。
And so on his record, it would say that he has baptized 2,000 people.
现在很多人都以为只要人数增加，只要人数多就代表成功。
So many people think that as long as there is a lot of people, then it is a good growth.
却不知道说，如果你没有办法把基督的道理、救恩的新生命带给人。这些都没有意义啊。
But if you do not bring the truth of Christ to the people, then there is no meaning behind it.
哦，所以在这里到最后，一间教会必须要建立在使徒教训之上。
And so in the end, a church must be built upon the doctrines of the apostles.
虽然教会要讲爱心。
And although a church must talk about love.
啊，是的，现在所有的基督教派我们都讲爱心嘛。
And all the churches nowadays talk about love.
啊，因为圣经里面说耶稣是爱，神就是爱呀。
Because it tells us that Jesus is love and God is love.
啊，圣经里面说要彼此相爱呀。
And that we need to love each other.
啊，所以我们常讲说哦，要讲爱心，讲爱心呢、啊。
And we often talk about we need to have love.
啊，但是在加拉太书里面告诉我们啊、哦。
But in the book of Galatians tells us.
他说啊，神所赐给我们的这一种属灵的自由。不要成为放纵的机会啊。
And it tells us that the spiritual freedom that God gives us should not be something that will cause
我们来看一下哦，我们看一下加拉太书哦。
Let's look at Galatians.
我们看加拉太书的第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
加拉太书的第五章第一节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。啊，我们再看，我们看第十三节哈。好，十三节，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可把你们的自由。当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍啊！那这里啊，保罗告诉我们哦，
Here Paul tells us,
他说耶稣基督释放了我们。
That Jesus Christ has freed us.
使我们能够得到自由啊。
So that we can have liberty.
那所以啊，很多人就只看这一段而已啊。
Many people only look at this section.
就说我今天我是自由的。
They say that I am free.
所以我爱做什么事就做什么事。
And I can do whatever I want.
今天我是自由的。
And I'm free.
我爱怎么拜神我就怎么拜神。
And I can worship God however I want.
今天我是自由的。
And I'm free today.
所以我的人生想怎么过我就怎么过。
And so I can live however I want.
因为我是自由的。
Because I'm free.
但是在这里保罗继续告诉我们啊，他说弟兄们啊，你们不要把自由当作放纵情欲的机会啊，不要用爱心成为犯罪的借口啊。所以是的，教会要讲爱心，但是这个爱心是有规矩的，这个爱心是符合圣经原则的。
The love must be according to the Bible.
所以在这里告诉我们说，由遵守使徒的教训开始啊。
And here it says they started with keeping the doctrines of the apostles.
所以今天一个教会要成为神所喜悦的教会。
And today for a church to be loved by God.
第一个要求就是他的信徒必须要学习道理。遵守道理。
The first requirement of the members is so that they need to understand the truth.
如果来到教会，我们不讲道理。
And today we come to church and we do not talk about the truth.
只讲爱心。
And only talk about love.
我们不学习圣经。
And we do not study the Bible.
我们只喜欢办活动。
And we only come here for activities.
所以变得是教会就像外面的社团一样。
Then it is just like any outside activities.
就好像就是一群人聚在一起吃喝玩乐。
And it is like a social gathering.
这种不叫做属神的教会。教会啊，人再多都没有用。
It doesn't matter how many people there are.
所以在这里第一个说要什么遵守使徒的教训。
So here it says you need to keep the doctrines of the apostles.
继续他这里说。
And it continues to say.
我们看回来《使徒行传》的第二章42节。
Let's look back to Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
使徒行传的第二章第四十二节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
四十二节说，他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。那这里讲到他们这个聚集的内容啊。
And here it tells us what they gathered to do.
在这里他们做三件事情啊。
Here they did three things.
第一个叫做交接哦。
And the first is they had fellowship.
第二个叫做擘饼啊。
And they had breaking of bread.
第三个叫做祈祷哦。
And the last one is in prayer.
所以这三样条件是一个教会里的活动必须要拥有的。
And here these three requirements is required in any church activity.
如果今天教会的活动啊，只中间有少了某一样。
And if any activities in church lack any of these,
那就不完整了。
Then it is not complete.
什么叫做交接呢？
And what does it mean to have fellowship?
交接就是信徒跟信徒当中要有互动啊。
It means that there must be interaction between them.
如果今天大家来到教会，
And if you come to church today,
你管你的，我管我的。
And you only care about yourselves.
哇，我们来到教会，我们大家一起往上看，一起看神。
And when we come to church, we all look up at God.
不要看别人。
And don't look at anyone else.
神是属灵的。
And God is spiritual.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
人是污秽的，不要看，看的就不属灵了。
And man is unholy, and so we look at them.
如果今天一个人来到教会，只看上不看，只看天不看周遭的人。
And if a person were to come to church today and only look up but not at the people beside them.
这样的信仰，这样的团契是不完整的。
And this is an incomplete.
所以在约翰一书里面告诉我们在约翰一书里面，约翰告诉我们。
In First John, John tells us.
他说如果你说你爱神
，If you love God，
却不懂得爱你周遭的弟兄姐妹
，But you cannot love the people around you。
他说你是个说谎的，是个骗子。
It tells us that you are a liar。
他说如果你看到弟兄穷乏
，If you see a member who is poor，
但塞住你怜悯的心肠，
but it blocks your compassion，
那爱神的心怎么可能在你里面呢？
And how can you have the love of God in you？
所以今天如果我们说我们来教会只来看神，
And if we say we come to church to only look at God，
我们只是属灵的追求，我不要看人，人太污秽了。
We only want to pursue after God and not the people。
听起来非常的属灵。
And when you hear this it is very
实际上是不懂道理，没有道理啊。
But in the truth, it is very very foolish.
所以我们常讲说十字架，十字架。
And so we often say the cross.
十字架一定是有一个上到下。
And it has
一定有个上下的哦。
And so there's a horizontal.
Vertical.
Vertical.
好，然后呢，还有一个左到右啊。
And then there's a horizontal from left to right.
啊，这个才组合之后才是十字架啊。
And when you put it together, that makes a cross.
上到下是人跟神的关系。
And from up to down, it is the relationship between God and man.
左到右是人跟人的关系。
And from left to right, it is the relationship between man and man.
如果你只有上到下，
and if you only have from top to bottom,
你就没有十字架啦。
Then you do not have a cross.
你如果只有左到右，
if you only have left to right,
你也是没有十字架。
Then you do not.Have a cross.
哦，所以一个今天完整的信仰，
okay, so to have a complete faith,
不只是神跟人的关系要正要好，
we not only need to have a good relationship with God,
人跟人的关系也必须要正常，
but we also must have a normal relationship with our brethren.
哦，所以圣经里面讲到主耶稣长大，
and the Bible tells us how Jesus grew up.
他说啊，主耶稣是什么？主耶稣渐渐长大，人和神都爱他。
And so as Jesus grew up slowly, he had the abundance of God and man.
Found favor, huh?
Oh, he found favor in the sight of man.
哦，所以在这里讲到团契的第一个就是要交接，就是要有互动。
And so in fellowships, we must have interaction.
啊，借着信徒当中的互动，彼此得到帮助，彼此得到心灵上的安慰啊。
And through the interactions of members, we can be mutually encouraged.
啊，能够在这里寻找到真正的好朋友。
And so in this, we can find our true friends.
能够在这里寻找到一种一家人爱的感觉。
And in this, we can feel the love of one family.
啊，使我们能够来到这里就不想离开了。
So that when we come here, we do not want to leave.
因为这是一个有爱的团体。
Because this is a fellowship that has love.
有爱自然就会吸引人。
And when there is love, it naturally attracts.
啊，但是这个需要每一个人的付出啊。
But in this, we must have.Everybody must take part.
如果今天大家来到教会都很善良，
and if everyone who comes is very kind,
但是只有你的脾气就是不好，
but you are the only one that has a bad temper.
你来到教会就准备要找人吵架，
and when you come to church, your purpose is to find arguments.
因为你不敢在外面跟别人吵架，
because you don't want to argue with other people.
上班吵架，老板就把你开除。
And at work, if you argue with people, the boss will fire you.
啊，在外面朋友吵架，啊，朋友就不理你，不再做你的朋友了。
And if you argue with your friends, they do not want to be friends with you.
啊，所以到最后啊，只可以来教会吵架。
And in the end, you can only come to church to argue.
因为教会的人好欺负嘛。
Because the people in church are easy to pick on.
传道最好欺负哦，传道你不可以生气哦。
And the pastor is the most easy to pick on because.
哦，传道你生气你就不属灵哦。
And if you get angry, you're not holy anymore.
哦，所以最好的就是来教会吵架。
And so the best place to argue is church.
啊，吵完了以后啊，还可以跟对方说，你要用爱心替我祷告哦。
And after you're done arguing, you have to tell the other party, you must have love and pray for me.
啊，就是有这种很过分的人啊。
And there are people like this.
啊，所以啊，如果今天啊，大家在教会都很和谐。
And so today, if church, if everyone works together.
啊，但是你就想要来教会做怪物。
But you're the only one who wants to be, does not want to.
哦，就是来教会找麻烦。
You come to church to look for trouble.
啊，结果到处跟人家吵架。
And you constantly find things to argue with.
啊，教会就失去了这种和谐。
And you lose this unity.
那怎么会成为一个有爱的团体呢？
How can you be a body of love?
哦，所以有人说啊，如果一个家庭不和睦哦。
And it tells us if a family is not united.
今天啊，如果今天啊，你回到家里，你先生跟太太就是拼命找你麻烦，跟你吵架。
And if you come home and your spouse keeps looking for trouble with you,
有人说啊，婚姻就像地狱一样啊。
And some people say marriage is like hell.
啊，所以为什么很多先生啊，下班之后不回家？
And why do some husbands after work they do not go home?
啊，传道跟他讲，你要常来聚会哦。
And the pastor tells him, you need to come to church often.
不聚会不祷告，以后会下地狱哦。
If you don't come to service and you don't pray, you can go to hell.
他说我不怕，我现在就活在地狱里面啊。
And he said.I'm not afraid. I'm living in hell right now.
每天回到家看到我太太那个脸啊，哇，人生就像地狱一样啊。
And every day when I go home and I look at my wife, life feels like hell.
不是太太长得很丑啊，不是啊。
It is not that my wife is ugly.
而是一回到家看她那个脸，就是又要吵架啦。
But it is that when I come home, the moment I see her, I feel like I need to argue with her.
所以家庭有时候就变成她的地狱啊。
And so the family life can be like hell.
啊，真的啊，一个团体、一个环境当中，如果缺乏了爱啊。
And if a body of God cannot have love.
啊，那真的有时候活着就像在地狱里面啊。
It is like living in hell.
啊，所以今天神的教会里面，信徒当中要能够互相的彼此交接啊。
And so in the church of God, we must have mutual interaction.
要有彼此要有互动。
And we must talk to each other.
要彼此关心，彼此帮忙。
We must care for each other and to help each other.
用一家人的心来彼此对待。
To have the concept of one family to show love.
第二，这里讲说要拨饼啊。
And the second thing it tells us is to they broke bread.
啊，有人说这个拨饼啊是半圣餐啊。
And so some people say that the breaking of the bread is holy communion.
不是啦，这里拨饼就是吃饭啊。
That is not so. Here it implies to eating together.
哦，所以圣经教导我们啊。
The Bible tells us.
啊，有聚会要记得吃饭啊。
And when there's service.Remember to eat.
因为吃饭很重要，圣经特别写哦，吃饭啊，要吃饭啊。
Because eating is very important.
我们有时候都觉得，哎呀，这个吃饭好太世俗了，不要讲啊。
And we often say, eating is a very worldly thing.
但是在这里啊，使徒教会特别讲拨饼，大家一起吃饭快乐啊。
But here in the apostolic church, remember it mentions that they broke bread together.
其实吃饭一点都不世俗啊。
And breaking bread to eat is not a worldly thing.
你看那个。主祷文里面也讲吃饭啊。
And in the Lord's Prayer, it talks about eating.
是不是主祷文里面也讲吃饭？
And is it true?
哦，里面讲什么？
And what does it say?
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，对不对？
Our daily bread.
这是不是吃饭？
And is this eating?
这就是吃饭啊，主耶稣在乎吃饭啊。
And the Lord Jesus cares about eating.
哦，所以主耶稣其实常常跟，当他在世上的时候，常常跟信徒吃饭啊。
And while he was in this world, he ate with the members.
哦，常常到人家家里吃饭啊。
And he would go to people's house to eat.
哦，所以吃饭绝对不是一个问题啊。
And so eating is not a problem.
那但是吃饭在这里到底要告诉我们什么？
But what does eating, what does it mean to tell us here?
一个团契要有吃饭。
In a fellowship, in a group, we must have food.
哦，不是说啊，每次教会办活动你就等吃啊，不是啊。
And it does not mean that every time there's a fellowship, you're only eating to.Waiting
to eat. 怎么聚会还不赶快结束呢？我在等吃饭啊。
And why isn't service ending? I want to eat.
啊，结果到饭厅说，哎，怎么今天没有龙虾啊
？And when you go to the dining hall, why isn't there lobster?
这里讲的吃饭不是单纯的就是到旁边到饭厅去吃饭而已啊。
And here eating does not literally mean to go to the dining hall to eat.
而是说吃喝很重要。
But it just means that to eat and to drink is very important.
关心信徒生活上的需要也很重要。
To care about the daily needs of the members is very important.
很多时候我们都只在乎只谈到信徒属灵上的生活属灵上的需要哦。
And oftentimes we only talk about the spiritual needs of people.
哇你要多读经多祷告神会赐福给你。
And you need to read the Bible and to pray and God will bless you.
可是他连下一顿饭在哪里都不知道你说啊去吧去吧神会从天上叫神会叫马叫乌鸦带饭来给你啊。
But he didn't even have a next meal and you just tell him God will give send ravens to give you food.
啊讲到这个我就想到我昨天回到家哦。
And when I think of this, I think about when I went home yesterday.
啊，我昨天礼拜四晚上回到家哈。
When I went home on Thursday.
啊，因为已经一个礼拜不在家了。
And I haven't been home for a week.
啊，所以我太太我们在离开之前啊，她就把所有的冰箱全部清得干干净净的。
And so before we left, my wife cleaned the refrigerator.
啊，然后等到我一个人回来，冰箱一打开什么都没有啊。
And so as a result, when I came home, the fridge was empty.
里面只剩下一罐的那个什么。Peanut butter 只剩下一罐的花生酱而已啊。
There is only a jar of peanut butter left.
啊，我就把它放到网络上啊，说为什么冰箱什么都没有呢
？And I posted this online and I asked why is there nothing in the refrigerator.
你知道我们教会这些没良心的小朋友怎么写吗
？And do you know what the children in church said?
传道你要多祷告啊。
And they said, Pastor, you need to pray more.
传道你可以禁食啊。
And they said, Pastor, you can fast.
哇，那大家都是这样子啊，怎么没有人说传道走，我们去吃饭啊？
Why is it that no one said let's go eat together?
哦，所以有时候我们太属灵了。
And oftentimes we're too spiritual.
啊，当然有人是觉得说传道太胖了，可以趁机减肥一下啊。
And some people often said that pastors chubby.
但是啊，不，有时候你祷告完，冰箱打开，里面还是什么都没有啊。
And at times after you pray, when you open the fridge, it's still empty.
啊，那时候我就想说，如果这时候啊。啊，哪一个信徒给我敲敲门说，哎，这是我们刚刚烤好的面包，你要不要吃一点？我就说，哇，这就是很大的恩典呐、啊。
And if I was thinking if a member just suddenly knocked on my door and said, "Do you want some bread?" I would think this is a great blessing.
啊，当然这是开玩笑了，因为哦，家里总是找得到东西吃啦，哦。
And of course there is some food at home.
啊，所以我把我女儿的巧克力都吃掉了。
So I ate all my daughter's chocolates.
啊，你不要告诉她啊。啊，但是啊，但是哦，如果说我们今天啊。我们今天如果只在乎信徒属灵上的生活，
But today we only care about the needs of the spiritual needs of a
member, 却不小心忽略掉他们生活上的一些辛苦，生活上的需要。
But through our misunderstanding, we do not care about their physical
needs. 有时候啊，这个教会会失去了一种爱的连结啊。
Then it'll lose the love.
所以啊，在这里啊，要吃饭。
So here it says we need to eat.
我们也要注意到信徒是不是有什么病痛、什么软弱、什么需要。
We need to be aware of the physical needs of or illnesses.
所以我们下次去访问的时候哦。
So the next time we go on visitation.
不要一直问啊，你最近有没有祷告啊？你有没有属灵啊？你有没有读圣经啊
？And don't always ask, have you been praying? Have you been spiritual?
要问问说你最近的生活怎么样啊？有没有什么困难啊？家里还好吧
？But you need to ask, how is everything doing? How is your family?
这个叫做吃吃喝喝哦。
And this is what it means to break bread.
第三啊。
And the third.
我们看四十二节哦。
Let's look at verse 42.
他在这里说他们恒心遵守使徒教训，彼此交接。擘饼祈祷哦。
And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayer.
所以到最后还是要祈祷。
And so in the end, you still need to pray.
所以第一个他们的交接是心灵上的安慰。
And so the first is fellowship, which is the comfort of spirituality.
第二擘饼叫做生活上的需要。
And breaking your bread is the physical needs.
第三个要祈祷是属灵上的追求。
And the third in prayer is to pursue of spirituality.
这个才是一个完整的一个团契，一个完整的教会，一个完整的聚会。
And this is a complete fellowship, complete church.
所以不管是在教会里面。
And it doesn't matter if it's in church.
还是有时候我们的家，我们那个青年自己办的活动。
Or if it's a fellowship prepared by the youth.
一个团契的活动哦。
And a fellowship.
都需要这三样。
It must have all three.
尤其是最后一样。
Especially the last
one. 如果缺乏一个活动里面缺乏了属灵的因素在里面，这个属灵的成分在里面。
And if it lacks the spirit of prayer, then it is lacking.
哇，大家来很快乐的互动啊，聊天。
And everybody comes to chat and have fun.
然后吃饭吃吃喝喝很开心。
And you eat and you're very happy.
然后就各自回家了哦。
And then everybody would go home.
这不是一个团契呀。
Then this is not a fellowship.
因为它少了这个属灵的祈祷，属灵的灵修生活在里面哦。
Because it is lacking the spiritual aspect, which is cultivation.
所以不管教会办什么活动。
And it doesn't matter what activity church prepares.
一定要跟属灵的生活有关。
It must have to do with your spiritual.
所以我们即使是到外面去烤肉。
And
我们即使是教会每年都会去外面烤肉
Even if we go out to barbecue,
我们还是一样有祷告
we still have prayer.
有时候有福音短讲
And when we have,
gospel
tea fellowship.
然后有时候呢我们会有什么会有见证
And we have testimonies.
因为到最后这整件的目的就是要让信徒能够在属灵上能够成长
Because in the end the purpose is for the growth of the members
让教会能够得到兴旺哦
So that the church can be prosperous
所以这是原则三样的原则啊
And these are three rules that you must have
使得教会的团契能够成长
So that fellowship and church can grow
我们再看回来使徒行传的第二章
Let's look at Acts chapter 2
使徒行传的第二章
Acts chapter 2
第四十三节
Verse 43.
使徒行传的第二章四十三节
Acts chapter 2 verse 43.
四十三节众人都惧怕使徒又行了许多的奇事神迹好那这里讲到第三样了
Here it talks about the third thing.
他说啊惧怕
And here it talks about fear.
然后就行了许多的神迹奇事啊
And many wonders and signs were
done. 我常常觉得说他的圣经里面啊那个顺序排版很有趣啊
And I often think the order of things in the Bible is very interesting.
他不是写说啊使徒行了许多神迹奇事众人就惧怕哦
And it doesn't say that many signs and wonders were done and then there was fear.
而是众人都惧怕使徒又行了许多的神迹奇事
But rather that there was fear and then the many wonders and signs were done.
为什么它的顺序会是这样呢
And why is the order like this?
我们有时候都觉得啊什么时候你会害怕
We often think when do you fear?
就像说啊你如果现在聚会在睡觉
And if you're sleeping in service.
睡到一半的时候突然天开了
And you're halfway through, and then the sky opens.
结果你看到哇，神瞪着你啊，瞪着你，眼睛瞪着你说还睡起来
哈。And you see God glaring at you and saying you're still sleeping.
啊，那个时候你应该会很惧怕哦。
Then at this time you would be very fearful.
哦，就像我们之前啊听过一个见证啊。
Just like before we heard of a testimony.
那有一个人啊，有一个人啊来到教会，但是啊没有在里面聚会啊，哇，在外面聊天啊。
And there was a person who came to church and he didn't come into the chapel, but he was outside chatting.
啊，每一个礼拜都是这样啊。
Every single week it was like this.
啊，不对，他不是在外面聊天，对不起，他不是在外面聊天啊。
And he wasn't chatting outside.
啊，他是在外面雇脚踏车哦。
And he was
那时候他们大家都骑脚踏车去教会，他在外面雇脚踏车啊。
He was watching his bicycle.
啊，结果啊，这时候天使进来点名啊。
And so at this time, an angel came in to take attendance.
天使进来点名啊，谁来了没有啊？打勾啊，亡命猪来了，打勾哈。啊
And so the angels came in to take attendance of the people who were there.
啊，结果就这样子一个这样子走过去哦。
And so one by one he went.
啊，结果走到一个老执事的前面啊。
And so he came in, the angel came to old deaconess.
啊，结果他说，哎，亚拿执事来了，打勾，天使叫打勾。
And she said, and the angel said, the deaconess is here.
啊，结果那个亚拿执事就跟天使讲啊。
And as a result, the deaconess told the angel.
他说啊，但天使啊，那个彦伯哈，那个管会堂的阿伯啊。在外面雇脚踏车啦。
And so the deaconess told the angel that there is a person outside who is taking care of his bicycle.
哦，他是有来教会，但是哦，他在外面雇脚踏车。
And he does come to church, but he's outside taking care of his bicycle.
天使说没有聚会不算打叉啊，没有打叉。
And as a result, the angel said if he does not come into the service, then it's an X.
啊，结果啊，那个天使就走掉了。
As a result, the angel left.
哦，所以啊，众人就惧怕啦。
And so.Fear came to the people.
他们说怎么可以让彦伯每个礼拜都被打叉呢
？And how is it that he's not counted every single week?
哦，所以就大家就轮流雇脚踏车啊，让他也要进来听道理啊。
And so they all took turns watching the bike so that he.
这是一个很重要的观念哦。
And this is a very important concept.
不要以为有来教会就算有道，不是你不是人到教会就算有来哦。
Do not think that when you're physically here that you are counted.
也不要以为你在做圣工就可以当作有来哦，也不是哦。
And do not think that when you participate in holy work that you're counted.
哦，所以为什么每次啊，我们对宗教教育的老师都有要求
？And why is that we have a requirement of all RE teachers?
就是老师不能教一季哈、哦，不能教太多堂课。
That a specific teacher cannot teach too many times.
一定要进来教会，一定要进来会堂听道理。
They must come into the chapel for service.
啊，这是有原因的。
And there is a reasoning behind it.
因为天使点名的时候，你可能就被话没有到啊。
Because when the angels take attendance, you may not be counted.
虽然你是在做圣工。
And even though you're doing holy work.
啊，但是因为啊，你如果只是不断的做工，却没有学习道理。
For if you are constantly doing the work but not learning any.
你只能讲，但是你没有办法坐下来听。
And you can only speak, but you're not.Sitting down to listen.
有时候工作做越多，信仰越软弱哦。
That sometimes the more you do, your faith will grow weaker.
所以我们都要求宗教教育的老师一定要进来听道理。
And we require that all RE teachers come into the service.
哦，所以他们才有东西可以教给他们的孩子。
So that they can have things to teach the children.
哦，所以像这种见证一出来呀、啊，众人就惧怕了啊。
And a testimony like this came out, and the fear came upon the people.
那但是在这里却说，众人都惧怕。使徒又行了神迹奇事啊！
So, but here it says fear came upon every soul, and then the apostles did signs.
啊，我只是觉得说它的先后顺序值得我们去思考一下啊。
And I think that we must reflect upon the order of words.
有时候我们啊，生活当中啊，想要看神迹看不到。
And at times in our lives, we want to see wonders and signs.
有时候我们啊，祷告求恩典求不到。
And we pray and we ask for blessings, but we don't get any.
为什么求不到？
And why is it that we can't?
为什么看不到恩典？
And why is it that we cannot see the blessings?
很多时候是因为我们缺少了一个惧怕敬畏的心啊。
It is often because we lack a fearful and reverent heart.
所以有时候我们到教会来，行为举止很随便啊。
And when we come to church, our actions are very different.
东西乱丢啊。
And we throw things wherever we want.
啊，反正东西乱丢，自然教会负责人会去收啊，帮我收拾啊。
And it doesn't matter where I throw it because.People will clean it up after me.
来到教会乱讲话啊，跟人家吵架啊。
And we come to church and we say whatever we want and we start arguments.
然后开会的时候拍桌子踹椅子啊，哇，这信徒最大，信徒最大啊。
And at the conferences, you would slam on the table and say the members are the greatest.
哦，好像把教会当成正式的舞台啊。哇，我有意见，我不满，我要抗议啊。
And you make church like a stage.
那有时候就是哦，缺少了一种敬畏的心啊。
Because oftentimes it is lacking of.Fearful heart.
如果今天神开你的眼睛啊
，If today God opened your eyes，
让你看到说啊，你坐在那里聚会
，To let you see that while you're sitting there，
我站在这里讲道
，And I'm standing here，
啊，结果旁边天使拿着本子在看你 在记录你。
And there's an angel on the side who is recording what
you're doing. 哎，马上突然就全部都做好了。
Then everybody will sit up.
啊，马上就突然眼睛睁大，很专心啊。
And everybody will focus very intently.
啊，因为天使在旁边看呢，你到底有没有专心聚会啊
？Because the angels are taking notes.
马上大家都变得很乖啦。
And suddenly everybody's paying attention.
所以有时候啊，缺少了敬畏的心。因此生活当中看不到神的恩典啊。
And sometimes because we're lacking this reverent heart that we do not see the blessings in our life.
哦，所以我们今天来到教会是要享受主耶稣的爱，对。
And today we come to church to receive the love of God.
但是在爱中不要失去了敬畏神的态度。
But in this love we should not lose this reverent heart for God.
不要等到神最后拿起棍子狠狠打下，你才突然发觉说，哦，神好可怕。
And don't wait till God is about to punish us that we realize that God is very scary.
圣经里面在讲说神很生气啊，对以色列人很生气啊。
And the Bible tells us that God was very angry with the Israelites.
神为什么很生气？
And why was he so angry?
因为以色列人得恩典却不记得恩典啊。
Because the Israelites they received blessing but they did not remember it.
在神面前非常放肆啊。
And they're very profane against God.
哇，那个家里的羊啊，断腿的啊，这个没有用的，给神吧。
And so they would take sheep that is losing lacking a leg, and they would offer it to God.
哇，这个牛生病死掉的啊，不能卖啊，献祭给神烧掉。
And they would give cattle that is not good to God.
哦，所以啊，虽然有在拜神。
And although they are worshiping God,
但是缺少了敬畏的心。
But they are lacking in a reverent heart.
所以圣经里面说，你越拜神，我越讨厌你啊。
And the Bible says, the more you worship me, the more I despise you.
神说，我深愿有一个人把这个圣殿的门关起来，你不要来了，我不要看到你啊。
And I'd rather have the temple closed than have you not come.
所以不要以为啊，有聚会、有拜神、有做圣工，就一定能够得到神的恩典啊。
And don't think that.Even though you come to church and you do holy work, that God remembers you.
中间还要有一个敬畏的心啊。
But in the middle of it, we must have a reverent heart.
你为什么要奉献
？And why do you offer?
你奉献到奉献箱里。
When you put the offering into the offering box.
不是你在路边丢两块钱给乞丐啊，不要用这种态度啊。
Don't have this heart of giving money to a beggar on the side.
你奉献给教会，跟你施舍给。乞丐的态度是不同的。
When you're offering up to church and you're giving money to the beggars, it is a very different.
如果今天你拿钱来教会哦
，Today if you were to give money to church,
你就觉得说，哎，这我捐的啊，我可以很大声啊，讲话很大声啊。
And you would say it very loudly that I'm donating.
哦，你们负责人给我听清楚哦。
And please pay attention to the council.
我捐五万哦，你最好听我讲话哦。
And I donated $5,000.
你小心，我下次不捐哦。
And next time I will not.
用这种态度，用这种态度来奉献，最好不要捐啊。
And if you have this attitude, then please do not donate.
啊，用这种态度啊，就是缺少了对教会、对神的敬畏的心啊。
And if you have this attitude, then this is lacking in reverence.
不管你捐多少啊。
And it doesn't matter how much you donate.
神说啊，不喜欢看到你啊，不要来啊。
And God say, I do not want to see you. Don't come.
哦，所以啊，今天我们参与圣工。
And today when we participate in holy work,
我们来到教会
when we come to church,
我们奉献给神
when we offer up to God,
当存感恩的心啊
we must have a thankful heart,
在敬畏当中完成神所托付的使命啊
we are doing his will in reverence.、
哦、所以圣经里面告诉我们啊圣经里面告诉我们啊
and the Bible tells us,
他说啊你要战战兢兢啊 be fearful,
We must be fearful.
要用嘴亲子哈，就是用就是你的追求属灵的追求哈，追求信仰要战战兢兢啊。Fearful 就是。
So we must be fearful in our servitude.
他说免得他发怒啊。
So that God does not show his wrath.
哦，所以我们不要啊，因为拜神来惹神生气哦。
And we should not cause God to be angry because we serve.
像以色列人一样啊，拜神拜到神很生气啊。
And just like the Israelites, they worship. The more they worship, the more they cause God to be angry.
哦，不要的，通通丢给神啊。
And they gave all that they did not want to God.
啊，然后啊，献祭完之后再去做坏事啊。
And after they offered up sacrifice, they would do bad things.
说神说，我最讨厌就是这种人啊。
And God says, I despise these the most.
哦，所以啊，我们今天献来到神面前要存敬畏的心。
And when we come before God, we must have a reverent heart.
哦，来用这种虔诚，用敬畏。来拜神，神才会赐福给我们。
We must have a reverence and fearful heart.
在神的恩典当中，不要失去了尊重。
And in God's blessings, we should not lose our respect.
尊重神，尊重教会，尊重工人。
We must respect God and respect the church and respect the members.
有守规矩是得恩典的开始啊。
And if we keep according to our manners, then we will receive blessings.
我们来看一下马可福音哦。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of Mark.
马可福音的第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
马可福音的第六章的第三十七节。
Mark chapter 6 verse 37。
这是一个很有名的故事哦，马可福音第六章三十七节。
Mark chapter 6 verse 37, and this is a very famous story.
这是耶稣喂饱五千人哦。
This is the feeding of the 5,000.
我们看一下三十七节哦。
37.
耶稣回答说：“你们给他们吃吧。”门徒说：“我们去买20两银子的饼给他们吃吗？”38节。
38.
耶稣说：“你们有多少饼可以去看看？”他们知道了，就说有5个饼2条鱼。39节。
39.
耶稣吩咐他们叫众人一帮一帮的坐在草地上。40节。
40.
众人就一排一排的坐下，有100一排的，有50一排的。好，那这里啊，主耶稣行了一个很大的神迹啊。
So here Jesus performs a very great miracle.
用5个饼2条鱼喂了5000个人吃饱啊。
And Jesus fed the 5,000.
哦，光男生就5000人啊。
And there was 5,000 men alone.
哦，所以如果加上女生小孩啊，可能啊上万人啊。
And if you add in the women and the children, then there are even more.
5个饼2条鱼却把所有人都喂饱了。
And with five loaves and 2 fish.
啊，但是啊，在神在行神迹之前哦，行神迹之前哦。
But before he performed the miracle.
这里主耶稣有一个要求。
Jesus has a request.
说你叫他们一帮一帮的坐下来啊。
And Jesus tells them to go sit down in groups.
所以他们就一排一排一排一排的坐好。
And so they all sat down in groups.
有一排50的，有一排100的哦。
And there are groups of 50s and 10s of 100s.
你有在队伍当中排排队，乖乖排队的才吃得到哦。
And if you line up, then you will have food.
你没有排队的，对不起，你没有啊。
And if you do not line up, then you do not have any food.
哦，所以啊，行神迹的先决条件在于听话守规矩啊。
So for Jesus to perform a miracle, they must follow the rules.
耶稣说叫你排排队啊。
And Jesus tells you to line up.
你说我不要。
And you say I don't want to.
我喜欢自由。
I want to be free.
我就喜欢在旁边游荡走来走去。
And I just want to be out here and do whatever I want.
啊，对不起啊，你就没有啦，就没得吃啦。
I'm very sorry, then you will not have any.
哦，所以在这里啊，告诉我们说啊，你要守规矩，要存敬畏的心啊。
And here it says we must keep the rules and have a reverent heart.
他说众人都惧怕，你就能够看见神迹奇事啦。
And so when you are fearful, then you will be able to see the wonders.
我们看回来《使徒行传》的第二章哦。
Let's come back to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章44节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 44.
使徒行传的第二章44节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 44.
他说信的人都在一处，凡物公用。45节。
45.
并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人呢。啊，这里讲的是第四个要求了。
So here it tells us the fourth requirement.
他说啊，一个教会如果要发展，要这里说他们变卖所有的彼此公用哦。
And for a church to grow, we must. Here it says that they all sold what they had.
啊，这个就是所谓的乌托邦啊 ，utopia 哦。
And so this is a utopia.
啊，我们只要想说啊，什么就是人类的大同社会，就是 utopia。
And so we often say, what is an utopia?
就是大家凡物公用嘛。
Which is to share with everybody.
啊，就是共产嘛，啊，共产 communist。理论上是啊，理论上就是共产啊。
It's like a communist.
啊，所以啊。所以圣经里面使徒教会主张的是共产哦，共产主义哦。
And so here it records an example of a communist.
但是为什么他今天这里的共产跟我们认识到的共产是不一样的
？But why is it that this type of communist society is different from what we know？
因为一个是被神的圣灵所充满而自愿共产。
Because here they are filled with the Holy Spirit and they are willing to share everything.
另外是被枪杆子逼着强迫共产。
And the other type is forced by weapons.
因为人都有私心，人都有私心啊。Selfishness 啊。
And so everybody has selfishness.
我多一点，你就少一点。
And the more I have, the less you have.
我给你的我就没有了。
If I give it to you, then I will not have it anymore.
所以人总是希望自己有更多。
And so men often want more.
因为我给你我就越来越少。
Because if I give it to you, then I will have less.
那但是当一个人啊，当一个团体被神的灵所充满哦。
But if a group was filled with the Spirit of God.
自然而然就不会这样子想了。
Then they will naturally not have these thoughts.
你的就是我的，我的就是你的。
what you have is mine and what mine is yours.
所有的都是主耶稣的。
And everything belongs to God.
哦，所以啊，我们看到真耶稣教会在发展哦。
And so if you look at the growth of the True Jesus Church.
真耶稣教会发展从来不是靠超级有钱人啊。
And the growth of the church is not based on people who have money.
哦，从来不是靠那个很有权有势的人啊，不是啊。
It is not through the people who have power and money.
今天真耶稣教会在全世界这样子不断的发展，不断的拓展。
And so today the True Jesus Church has been growing all over the world.
这些奉献是哪里来的？
And where do these offerings come from?
就是靠很多信徒他们不在意个人而被神的爱所充满而自愿的来奉献啊。
It is through the members who are touched by the love of God that they offer willingly.
那就像这里啊，这些信徒一样啊，变卖所有大家公用啊。
Just like these members here, they sold all their possessions and they divided it.
是的，这就是共产。
And this is a communist.
但是他们是被属灵、被圣灵所充满，他们很喜乐的彼此分享。
But they are filled by the Holy Spirit and they're very joyful and they're willing to share.
因为我跟你是一家人。
Because You and I are one family.
我有你没有，我看得很难过。
And what I have and you don't have, and I do not like that.
我跟你分享，我们两个都有，我就很快乐啦。
And if I share with you, we both have and I'm very happy.
这个是突破了人的私心，人的天性啊。
And this is to overcome human nature of selfishness.
这只有被神的灵所充满才能够做得到啊。
And only through the guidance of the Spirit of God can we overcome that.
那我们今天呢、啊，不需要做这样子。
And today we do not need to do that.
我们不需要要求你把你的房子卖掉，把车子卖掉，大家拿来用。
And it is not required that you sell your house and your cars so everybody can use it.
那但是今天我们要保持这样子凡物公用的精神。
But rather we need to have this idea of sharing.
什么叫做凡物公用的精神
？And what does it mean to share?
就是有的你有的人，你不怕跟人家分享。
It is that if you have, you are not afraid to share it with everyone.
你没有的人
And for the people who do not have.
别人跟你分享的时候，你也不贪心想要多要。
And if people share it with you, you should not be greedy and want more.
哦，就像今天教会在吃爱餐一样哦。
Just like today we're having a love meal.
哦，今天教会准备了一些爱餐给大家吃。
And if we're having a meal with everyone.
大家都是拿够就好。
Everybody should take enough.
哦，不要说哇，拼命装，拼命装，哇，装得跟一个山一样啊。
It is not like you keep piling on like a mountain.
哦，人家还没有吃，你就开始打包了，哇，全部带回家，这个礼拜都是我的。
And even though some people have not even eaten yet, you start to pile it and bring it back home.
这样子就没有办法形成一个属灵的一家人这种彼此分享的精神啊。
And this is not the mentality of a spiritual family.
所以有的不怕给。
And so if you have, do not be afraid to give.
没有的不贪多。
And if you do not have, then do not be greedy.
个人都是拿自己需要的就好，感谢主。
And everybody just has enough and thank God.
而且拿的时候还考虑到，哎，我后面还有人哦，说不定人家还没有拿呢。
Especially when you are taking it and you consider the people behind you.
这个才是一个心，一个教会里应该要有的态度啊。
And this is a good mentality that a church should have.
哦，所以虽然他们在，虽然我们今天不需要卖房子卖田地啦。
And even though today we do not need to sell our houses and our lands.
但是我们看到他这里说，照个人需用的、需要的分给个人啊。
So here it says, as anyone had need.
哦，所以如果今天你看到有人有需要
，and so today if you see someone in need，
或者是你看到教会有需要
，or you see that church is in need，
啊，我们不要舍不得啊
，and do not have the heart of
reluctant。哦，所以我们现在像我们今年啊啊，感谢主啊，我们现在法拉盛在买会堂哦。
And so this year we're in the process of purchasing a chapel.
哎，真的、啊，在我参加过好几个地方买会堂啊。
And I've participated in many different locations.
哦，从西岸啊，从西岸加州的 Cerritos 啊，喜瑞都教会在买会堂。
And from the West Coast, when Cerritos is buying a chapel.
啊，到东岸，现在我们法拉盛在买会堂哦。
To now and the East Coast, when we're purchasing a chapel.
我真的有一个很深的感触啊。
And have a very deep understanding.
哦，就是啊，真耶稣教会真的是有神同在的教会啊。
The True Jesus Church has the abidance of God.
啊，信徒不需要你劝他，不需要你求他，不需要啊。
And you do not need to convince the members.
不需要你 一个一个去敲门啊，钱啊，钱啊，不用啊。
And you do not need to go knock door by door for money.
哦，那个你把这件事情告诉大家说，神的家有需要啊。
And you tell the members that God's house is in need.
哎，真的啊，钱从世界各地就来了。
And so the money came pouring in from all over the world.
从美国啊，从东美国东岸。
From the West Coast.
East Coast 啊。从美国东岸到美国西岸。
From the East Coast to the West Coast.
啊，从啊一直到北边加拿大。
And even to the North in Canada.
啊，以及台湾。
And in Taiwan.
啊，从世界各地，从新加坡，从澳洲。
And so from Singapore and from Australia.
我们常常看到啊，有些我们根本不认识的，哎，这样钱就这样一直进来啊。
And it came from some places that we did not even know.
而更不要讲说我们当地自己的信徒啦。
And we do not even need to say about the local members.
我们都知道在纽约生活并不容易啊。
And we know that living here in New York is not
very easy. 我也知道说你们大家工作很辛苦啊。
And I know that everybody works very hard.
但是啊，当你听到说神的家需要。
But when we heard that the house of God is in need.
真的很多信徒很舍得哎。
And many members were very willing.
这耶稣教会就是靠你们这样舍得的心才能够一直一直的不断的发展。
And the true Jesus Church is based on your willing heart that it can grow.
哦，所以不管献多还是献少。
And it doesn't matter how much you offer.
只要你有这个心。
As long as you have the heart.
你有这个机会参与了。
And you, then you have this opportunity to participate.
即使你只献十块钱、五块钱。
And even if you only offer up $5 or $10.
因为你是学生，你在打工。
Because you're a student, you're only working.
但是只要你有这颗舍得的心呐、啊、
，And as long as you have this willing heart,
那神就很高兴啦。
And God is very happy.
哦，所以神今天要的不是你金额庞大，
and、
不是很多的钱呐、啊，不是啊。
And God does not require a lot from us.
他要你的是甘心快乐的奉献啊。
He wants us to be happy and willing.
要你的是舍得愿意拿出来啊。
We must be willing to give our money.
哦，所以在这里啊，他们把一切变卖了。分给个人
and so they sold all their possessions and divided it.
没有人强迫他们
and no one persecuted them to do it.
而是因为他们喜欢，他们开心啊
or rather because they were happy and they were willing.
教会的奉献也是这样哦
and this is just the same in church offering.
所以真耶稣教会奉献从来不强迫人的、
啊、and so in the offering in Jesus Church, no one is forced to do it.
我们不传盘子，不会传那个盘子哦，传盘子叫你奉献啊
and we do not give out a plate telling you to offer.
哦，那个盘子一定要铁做的哦，或者金属做的哦。
And it must be made of silver.
Metal, 哦。
Metal.
为什么一定要金属做
？And why is it that it must be made of metal?
用金属做的盘子，看你好不好一直献 quarter， 扣银啊，看你好不好一直丢铜板呐、啊。
So this way they'll.
Give me, give me, give me, give me! 哇，都是铜板啊，你这个家伙啊。
And so this way they'll know that if you're offering up coins, because you'll hear it.
旁边人都看说这人在搞什么啊？
And the people beside you will think, what is this person doing?
好，那只好什么拿钞票出来嘛，对不对
？And so as a result, you need to take out the checks.
啊，那个都是啊，其实那都是强迫奉献啊。
And so that is a forceful offer.
哦，有一次啊，我们教会的一个信徒哦。
So one time, one of our members.
他有一次啊他去出差到别的城市去出差啊。
And so he went to another business for another city for business.
啊，结果、啊、那时候刚好台风啊。
And so, at the time there was a hurricane.
哦、所以啊，他去聚会的时候，发觉哎，那个招牌，他不知道去哪里聚会啊，他就在街上找我们教会啊。
And so he didn't know where to go, so he just went to look for a church.
啊，结果他看到一个地方啊，看到有一个招牌写耶稣教会啊。
And so he went and saw that there was a sign that says Jesus Church.
啊，他说哎，可能是那个台风哦、啊，把那个招牌真被吹掉了啊，真被吹掉了哈、啊。
And so he's thinking maybe the hurricane blew off the first word.
哦，所以他就跑进去里面聚会啦。
And so he went into the church for service.
哇，一进去就知道啊，走错地方啦。
And so the moment he walked in, he knew that this was the wrong place.
哦，因为聚会到一半呢、啊，开始传袋子啦。
Because halfway through the service, they passed out a bag.
哦，拿一个袋子开始传啦、啊，叫你奉献啦、啊，叫你奉献啊、哦。
And they passed out a bag for offering.
那结果他因为不习惯嘛，他拿了以后就直接传给下一个人。
And so because he wasn't used to it, after he got it, he just passed it to the next
person. 啊，结果传，哎，又传回来给他。
And as a result, as they passed it, it came back to him.
就是叫他一定要那个人这样传又传，哎，拿回来给他说，就是叫你一定要奉献就对了。
And so it came back to him because it's required that he offer.
啊，真的啊，有的地方啊，就是在强迫奉献啊。
In some places, it is required that you offer.
啊，我有一次啊，带一个慕道者来教会，然后。
And so one time I brought a true seeker.
他说来我们教会啊。
And I said come to our church.
啊，你知道他第一句话问我什么
？And do you know what he said? He asked me.
说请问你们教会的那个什么？你们教会的叫什么？不是规费，就是那个。你们教会的标准是多少啊
？And he said, how much is the standard for offering?
我说什么意思啊？什么叫标准是多少啊
？And I asked him, what does it mean?
他就说啊，你们中午有没有饭吃
？And he said, do you guys have lunch?
他说有啊，有饭吃啊。
And I said yes.
他说，请问你们一个人头多少钱
？And he asked me, how much do you pay for one person?
我说不用钱啊。
And I told him, you do not need to pay for it.
他说你们教会很奇怪哦。
And he said, your church is very odd.
那不用钱怎么经营
？And if you do not have money, how can you?Gain money.
啊，不用钱，那牧师吃什么
？And if you do not require money, then how does a pastor eat.
哦，我才知道说啊，原来他们的他之前去的教会就是啊，一餐多少钱这样在算的啊。
And so I realized that the churches that he had gone to before, it was based on the meal.
啊，来教会一定要吃饭啊，吃饭一定要给钱啊。
And when you come to church, you need to eat, and each meal would cost a certain amount.
那这种都是啊，强迫性的奉献啊。
And so this is a forceful kind of offering.
但是你看到这里不是哦。
But if you look at here, it is not so.
是他们主动、愿意、开心、乐意、喜欢。
It is that they willingly offer, and they were very happy, and they wanted to do it.
所以今天教会里面奉献要献得甘心乐意啊。
And so today, when we come to church, when you offer, you need to do it willingly.
奉献箱就在后面啊。
And the offering box is in the back.
你喜欢奉献自己去啊。
If you want to offer, you do it yourself.
不会有人站在旁边看你多少钱啊。
And no one will look at how much you offer.
哦，这个才是真正教会里面奉献的精神啊。
And so this is the true mentality of offering.
哦，按照需要的大家一起来用。
And so whoever had need, everybody would use mutually.
最后，我们来看46节。
And so lastly, let's look at verse 46.
使徒行传的第二章的第46节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 46.
46节。
46.
他们天天同心合意。恒切的在殿里，在家中剥皮，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。好，那这里讲到一个成功的教会的第五点。
So here it tells us the fifth point of a successful church.
他说他们是一个快乐的人生啊。
That they lived a happy life.
所以今天如果你信耶稣信到很痛苦啊。
And so today if you believe in Jesus and you live a very
你信耶稣信到愁眉苦脸。
And you're crying all the time.
你信耶稣信到人生绝望。
And you are very sorrowful.
啊，你的人，你的信仰绝对有问题，百分之百绝对有问题呀。
Then there is a problem in your faith.
哦，所以今天信耶稣，如果信到不能够喜乐哦。
And today, if you believe in Jesus to the point where you're not happy.
你所有的同事，你所有的朋友都知道，你就是那个苦命的阿信呐，那个最悲情的就是你啦。
And all your coworkers know that you're the most pitiful, sad person.
哦，那你告诉他说信耶稣很好，他才不相信哎。
And if you tell them to believe in God is very good, then they will not believe you.
啊，我跟大家分享过，我之前有个同事啊。
And I shared with everyone that I had a coworker.
哦，上班这么多年，我从来没有看他开心过啊。
And in all the years that I have worked, I've never seen him happy.
因为他很喜欢玩股票。
Because he liked to play with stocks.
他也蛮厉害的。
And he's pretty good.
啊，但是他从来不快乐。
But he's never happy.
因为当他赚钱的时候。
Because while he was making money.
他都很难过，因为他买的不够多。
He's always sad because he never buys enough.
因为他股票跌的时候。股票跌的时候。
And when the stocks fell.
他也很难过，因为他觉得跌到都跌到他的。
Because he was very sad because he thought that every time it fell, it would always be his.
所以虽然股票玩了好几年也有赚到钱。
And although he had made some money with stocks.
但是他永远都不快乐。
But he was never happy.
每天来公司就是愁眉苦脸说啊，今天股票又涨了，又跌了，不管涨跟跌他都很难过啊。
And whenever he came to work, no matter if the stocks grew or fell, then he was never happy.
我知道会涨，我知道会涨，我怎么买这么少呢？
And I know it'll grow, but why did I buy so little?
哎呀，有时候他还会讲，我应该把所有东西都卖掉，就买它，我就发财了。
And oftentimes he would say, I should just sell everything else and buy that.
所以他人生从来不快乐。
And so as a result, he was never happy.
但是他是一个基督徒。
But he was a Christian.
他常在教会里面跟人家讲耶稣。
And he tells
在那个在公司上跟人家讲耶稣。
And he tells people.He preaches to people about Jesus.
被他搞到我都不敢承认我是基督徒了，你知道吗？
And I, to the point where I did not even want to acknowledge that I was Christian.
因为人家说啊，你基督徒，他也基督徒啊，你们两个同样的，啊，这种人也是基督徒啊，啊，就很难，就我觉得就很丢人呐。
So people would compare the two of us as the same, and I felt very ashamed.
我不是不敢告诉人家我是真耶稣教会的信徒，我不是啊。
And it wasn't that I was ashamed to tell people that I was from True Jesus Church.
而是啊，这个人呐，已经把基督徒的名声搞得很难看了。你承认基督徒真的觉得说啊，跟他在一起真的很难过啊。
But rather that this person had taken the name of Jesus and put it to shame.
啊，这是我离开那家公司一个很大的原因啊。
That was a big reason why I left that company.
因为一个美好的田地已经被他搞得乱七八糟了。
Because a very prosperous land had he had caused it to fall.
你叫我怎么去传福音
？And so how can I preach?
信耶稣很好。
And it's to believe in Jesus is very good.
大家就看着他说，有很好像他这样子吗？
And people will look directly at this person and say, "Is it really?"
你传福音说信耶稣有喜乐。
And you preach that to believe in Jesus, you're very joyful.
大家就看他说像他一样那么喜乐吗
？And people will look at that person and say, "Is that true?"
真的有时候你信耶稣信到不快乐哈，信到很郁闷哈，信到很绝望啊，你信仰绝对有问题啊。
And if you believe in Jesus to the point where you're always sad and very disappointed, then that is not a good thing.
是的，基督徒人生也会遇到困难。
And in life, we will in our spiritual life, we will have difficulties.
是的，我们也会有挫折。
And we will make mistakes.
我们有伤心的时候。
And we will have sad moments.
我们会难过。
And we will become sad.
但是我们失望却从不绝望啊。
But our disappointments does not mean that we will give up.
哦，虽然我们有困难，但是不会失去人生的盼望哦。
But we will have difficulties, but that does not mean we lose hope.
我们在患难当中不会失去了对人生的喜乐啊。
And in our difficulties, we do not lose the joy in life.
因为知道说靠着耶稣，我凡事都能行。
Because we know that through God, anything is possible.
直到最后，我的人生有耶稣引导我，一定能够走出一条路来。
And that.With the guidance of Jesus, and I will have a good life.
哦，所以到最后这里说，我要存着欢喜的心呐。
And so they had a heart of gladness.
那但是在这里又讲了一句话哦。
And it also says.
他说是在殿里，且在家中啊。
And so they were in the temple and breaking bread from the house.
哦，这就很重要了哦。
And this is very important.
在圣殿里面是欢喜的。
And they were happy in the temple.
在家中也是欢喜的。
But they were also happy from house.
在殿中是诚实的。
And they were sincere in the temple.
在家中也是诚实的。
And in the house they were also sincere.
这叫做表里一致的信仰。
And this is not having two standards of faith.
啊，所以我们今天要成为一个成功的教会。
And so today to be a prosperous church.
成为一个兴旺的教会。
To be a successful church.
那教会要成功。就在我们每一个信徒的身上。
For a church to be successful, it is based on every one of us.
不是传道，不是负责人。
It is not based on the pastor.
教会要兴旺，靠的就是信徒。
For a church to be prosperous, it is based on the members.
教会要成功，就是看教会的每个家庭。
And for a church to be prosperous, it is based on the families of the church.
好，所以在这里告诉我们，这里有一个成功教会的榜样。
And here it tells us this is a successful example of a church.
也是我们必须要追求学习的目标。
It is a model that we must pursue after.
守教训。
To keep the doctrines.
有属灵团契。
To have fellowship.
保持敬畏的心。
And to have a reverent heart.
能够愿意分享，能够舍得。
To be willing to share.
最后活出一个表里一致，活出一个在家在教会都一样的生活。
And to have a life that is no different from church.
好，愿主耶稣继续带领我们明年度。
And may God guide us throughout our next year.
在2014年继续看顾纽约教会不断的发展。
So then the year 2014, he will continue to guide us.
也带领我们每个人的家庭。
And to guide all of our families.
不管明年我们会遇到什么样的环境。
And it doesn't matter what we may encounter in our next year.
或者是逆境，或者是顺境。
And whether or not it is
possibility.
positive or negative.
Positive or negative.
或者是
成功，或者是有困难。
Doesn't matter if it's successful or in our difficulties.
而让我们能够在信仰上都能够继续，能够不断的努力往前行。
And hope that we can all continue to grow in our faith.
因为知道说我们的人生有神带着我们的，牵着我们的手，带着我们往前走。
Because we know that God is holding our hands in our life.
我们一起唱诗啊。
Let's all sing hymn.
176首。
176。
我们在祷告当中感谢主，在2013年保守我们大家平安。感谢主耶稣在2013年带领教会的发展。
And thank God that in this 2013 year,
更要在祷告当中求主耶稣继续带领我们每个人的脚步。
And in our prayer, we ask God to guide our every step.
让2014继续成为一个神同在的一年。
So then the 2014 year, we have the abundance of God.
不但能够在教会里面看到教会各样圣功的兴盛。
Not only do we see the growth of the church,
更求主耶稣能够照顾我们的家庭，
but also ask God to guide us and our families,
保守我们的生活，
to protect and guide us,
并且能够帮助我们的信仰，
and also to help us in our faith,
使我们能够在接下来的这一年里面为主耶稣继续打美好的仗，
so that in this coming year we can fight this fight.
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let's all come forward to pray.